Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. How you doing, Charles Chuck Thompson?
Just love this nighttime.
I love it. Did you have a good day?
It's great. It's been a great day.
Yeah, how did the baseball game go?
Hell, Parker did well.
He did well?
You know, he did his
best. Are you proud of him?
He did his best.
I know. Had his first game.
First game.
I was excited. I went to it, too, like as a good friend.
Yeah.
We had a grand old time, made it back in time to record this live episode tonight.
That's right.
So I'm glad. Hey, the Fed Haters Club, they're also hanging out with us right now. So if you want to go to joingml.com and hang out with us live, then you can do that every day of the week when we want to. And by the way, Charlie, new data. 9 out of 10 experts agree that listening to Good Morning Liberty just 40 minutes a day lowers your risk of dying in an authoritarian genocide.
Oh, that's so probably a good thing.
Yeah, so you want to do that.
Because we're against death.
Yeah, and we trust the experts.
Yes.
So.
That's right.
You know?
Yes.
That's what you got to do. Okay, we're going to get going here. I hate it when that happens. All right, we're going to get going. By the way, you can watch this on YouTube later on. When I decide to upload it. And that's sometime after I upload yesterday's episode, too. And then this one. It's in the queue.
Yeah, there's a YouTube queue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that kind of queue, YouTube. It's okay. Don't get mad at us. It's not that kind of queue.
Although we probably won't be able to upload this one.
Yeah, actually, we're already killing this one right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, COVID-19 mandates are back.
Mm.
Starting at a private institution, by the way. So I guess that's fine. Except for the fact that it's really dumb. I got an issue with that.
But yeah.
Atlanta-based Morris Brown College reinstating mask mandates, social distancing, quarantine rules, contact tracing, effective immediately, despite no COVID-19 cases reported right now.
Really?
But they're kicking up. Mm. Kicking up. And you're just at it. You're still getting over it? I mean, just killed COVID myself. Mm. And you're doing it just slower than I am, you know. But, yeah, you're doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they released, Chuck.
Mask wearing, number one. All students and employees are required to wear face masks. Staff may remove in their offices while alone. Probably also while talking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and coughing. You lower your mask and make sure you talk and cough, you know.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you wear glasses, you don't have to wear a mask. Man, that's the worst. It's the worst thing. You got to choose between having something important over your eyes or something completely pointless over your mouth. And of course, you got to take off the glasses because you'll die without that mask.
Yeah. Number two, physical distancing. Students must maintain physical distancing. How far away?
I don't know. Are we not going to call it social distancing anymore?
I don't know.
Is this new terminology?
Physical distancing. Is there a chaperone going around with a ruler?
Like the
middle school dances?
The old dances.
Number three.
Did anyone hanging out with us right now have that at your dances, by the way? Because at our school, the one that Charlie and I went to, how many years ago was that?
Enough.
25.
Enough years ago.
20, 25 years ago, when we would have a dance in middle school, the Miss Ulrich, and she was a math teacher, ironically, would go around with her ruler. And she would make sure that you were at least a foot apart.
At least 12 inches.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she would put it between you and make sure that there was nothing going on between there. So,
because you know those 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. Getting crazy. Number three, large gatherings. Institutional guidelines for gathering sizes must be followed. There will be no parties or large student events on campus for the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks to flatten the
there we go.
Non-existent COVID-19 curve. Number four, isolation and quarantine. Students must adhere to institutional policies and CDC guidelines for isolation and quarantine. Are there still CDC guidelines on isolation?
I think there are. Yeah.
Number five, contact tracing. Compliance with college-initiated contact tracing efforts is expected. Number six, symptom monitoring. Students and employees are obligated to undergo temperature checks upon campus arrival. Can't be too hot to handle.
Mm-mm.
Number seven, regular hand washing sanitation.
Can't be too cool for school.
Frequent hand washing is expected from all students and employees in case of a positive COVID-19 test. Isolate for at least 5 days and inform your instructor for virtual class arrangements. Still got to go to school. Yeah, we prioritize your safety and seek your cooperation in preventing another pandemic, James said in his campus letter.
This is going to prevent the next pandemic right now if we just get all the schools to do this.
They're making moves.
Do you think, is it going to happen again, Charles?
Probably.
You think? Last time we talked about this, I said that I didn't think it was that we were going to have lockdowns before the election. And then I realized that conspiracy theories are fun. And I saw someone post on X.com that they were doing this so we would do mail-in balloting again for the election.
Hmm.
And I have to admit, I had not thought about that.
Hmm.
And that one sounds cool enough for me to get on board with, honestly. Not that there was any funny business in the last election. I don't want to get thrown in prison or anything for mentioning that something like that.
We don't want to violate any statutes.
No.
That you're unaware of.
I don't want to get indicted. They're indicting people these days. Yeah. But if you were going to do something like that, well, you might want to have mail-in balloting again.
Do you think it was beneficial for the Democrats to have?
Absolutely it was. Yeah. Well, one issue was that I heard a lot of people mention this, that Republicans were very much against the mail-in ballots, and so they didn't participate as much in that. And honestly, they should use whatever parts of the system they can to try and get as many people to vote as possible. That's speaking as a libertarian who knows that life is going to suck either way. You know, that'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Life is fine, Charlie.
Yeah.
Compared to a lot of people around the world, we're doing just fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But I had not considered that conspiracy theory, and I think it's actually a pretty good one.
Mm.
I don't know what the...
Magoo says, look out for the next cop does something to cause riots video dropping soon.
But can we have...
Have we seen this play before?
Potential. Now, I think race riots are more difficult at a time that we have a Democrat president, because then if nothing has changed over the last 4 years, like, that could get blamed on the people that are in power. You know, I guess you could still blame it on a Republican Congress or whatever. They'll need to try and pass another police reform bill and it get blocked somehow by Republicans before the next race riots, so they can at least point to something and say, oh, we tried to do something. And Rand Paul voted against it, you know, whoever it is.
Yep.
So anyway, I guess we'll see. I'll tell you what, I ain't going to comply, man.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to do it.
Me neither. No more.
But like, what if you need groceries? Are you going to put a mask on to get groceries if they're forcing you to do it?
I'll probably order groceries.
I don't want to do this again.
Me neither.
I don't. Let me show you something that's pretty cool. This is.
I mean, here's the thing. Private companies can obviously make rules.
Sure they can.
Yeah.
Sure they can.
They just go somewhere else.
This is from Tom Woods. Saw him post this today because, you know, people are talking about...
Didn't he get banned on YouTube for this?
I'm sure he got banned for several different things. I don't know if he's back on there or not. He's got this cool COVID charts quiz. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for everyone. You can go to covidchartsquiz.com. This is not a paid thing from Tom Woods. I just thought it was pretty cool. I skipped over to the masks section of this since we're talking about mask mandates at this school. Pretty cool. And you need to be watching this on YouTube, which you can't probably because we're going to get banned. But all we're doing is selecting the area that we think a mask mandate started on this chart. Charlie, what area? Let's just be like a normal person and not someone who looks at all this stuff.
November 20th.
November 20th.
Down there in that little dip.
2020 is where the mask mandate started. Charlie, the true answer is... Oh, it was actually back in July of 2020 before those big spikes happened. They had mask mandates. And so the point of this quiz
is they really flattened the curve.
Is that they already have mask mandates and these big spikes happened afterwards. Let's see what the next one is. Spain, COVID-19 cases.
Okay, well, I'm going to guess May 14th then.
Oh, you're going to try and game the system, huh? I got you.
Yeah.
Now he's being cool. Oh, you were only off by six days.
6 days. Look at that.
They instituted a mask mandate, and yes, they still had those big, massive waves of case, but it would have been so much worse.
It would have been.
That's the thing. Think of all the lives that were saved.
Yeah.
Because of this. Italy, COVID-19 cases. I bet they had no masks, Charlie. And they finally, right here, they're at the peak. They're like, you know what? We got to put the mask on. You know, that they said it like that,
yeah,
probably. Mm-hmm. And no, of course, it was actually mask mandates. And then, boom. Doesn't seem like it mattered all that much. I don't know. Same thing with France. I think we get the idea. Let's just pick this little trough. Okay, well, it's a little bit before that. And they still get the big spikes in the cases, too. Pretty good quiz if you guys wanted to try this out. They do state versus state tests also. So, like this one says, which one had a really good governor? Well, you're supposed to pick the one that has the lowest deaths per million. They had the best governor, right? That was Iowa. The other one was Michigan. And so, of course, you go through stuff like that where you look at all that. It's a really good idea. Go to COVIDchartsquiz.com.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next topic. I have good news for the people of Hawaii that we'll get to here in a second. And, of course, they already know the good news. Their lives have gotten immensely better because Joe Biden made it to Hawaii to see them. And so now everything's fixed.
Because he's there.
But some of the most recent numbers I could find was that there's still somewhere around 850 people missing, and there's 114 Jesus. People confirmed dead. Just statistically, like the 850 people that are missing, it's not looking that great. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
So this is really bad, just so everyone knows.
That's a lot.
Even the Maui police chief said last week that rescuers who searched through the aftermath of 9/11 are now involved in the search in Lahaina. So they're probably going to find a passport of some kind of MAGA arsonist out there that set the fire, I bet, just laying in the middle of the blaze.
Yeah. Same guys that attacked Juicy Smoulier. Probably.
Okay. 85% of the disaster zone has been covered as officials worked with the FBI on assessing those missing. Now they're going to larger buildings. The last 15% could take weeks. We have extreme concerns that the remains of people who died in many cases may be impossible to recover. There are going to be people that are lost forever. So really sad.
They were cremated, basically.
I can't imagine going through that kind of thing, your loved one just being gone. You know, so many people are going to be going through that. But luckily, as I said, Joe Biden has made it out there to Hawaii to console the victims. And, of course, this is a clip that's going around. This will make you feel better knowing that Biden has kind of gone through the same thing that you have.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating duct, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside.
Okay, Grandpa.
Is he serious right now?
Yes.
I know what you feel like. Let me tell you about my story, yeah, which is worse than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I almost lost my Corvette.
I know a little bit. Yeah. You know how your kids got cremated last week?
Yeah.
And your entire livelihood was destroyed. The whole town's gone. Hundreds of people.
Yeah.
In fact, thank you for taking a break from looking for their remains to come watch me speak right now.
Yeah.
But as you guys know, my lake house got struck by lightning and almost lost my car and all the classified documents that were in there.
Yeah.
So that would have been really bad.
But those firefighters, man. Yeah. So relatable.
Oh, this is why.
By the way, that's the worst thing you can do when someone's going through something is to be like, well, listen to my story.
Let me tell you this.
Yeah. Let me try to one up you there. Wow.
There's also this clip going around, unconfirmed reports of him falling asleep while they were talking about the victims and stuff. Of course, speculation.
We are communicating.
He doesn't look asleep to me at all. I think he's
dead.
I think he's just thinking deeply about the victims.
He's being real somber right now.
Very somber stuff. I'm not sure.
He relies on Gavin, on Ohana, whether by blood or by friendship.
He's like, all right, I made it out of that one again. Just them. This is why they're like, okay, I don't think we're going to bring Biden to Hawaii, and we don't want to do it. No comment. He's got a very busy schedule, and like, no, you got to bring him to Hawaii. And this is why he doesn't want to go anywhere, because it's really bad. Here's another one. Finishing up this little speech, of course, someone has to figure out what the heck he's doing. What's he talking about? He looks lost. Can I get you a drink of water? Okay, so it's your basic taking someone who should be in a nursing home around outside for the day, if you've ever done that with a family member. It's essentially the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Can I go watch the birds now?
Making jokes about people's boots and being hot because the ground's really hot.
What's the boss's name? How you doing, pal?
Dog's like, yeah, that one's dead.
That one.
I'm alerting.
Catch the boots out here.
I don't think he's making a joke about hot ground because of all the fires. I think the pavement's really hot. Now, I'll give him credit on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that one got taken out of context.
It is Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've got a question on this. Why the heck do people care about politicians going to disaster areas?
Mm. I think it's just a thing they do.
Yeah.
It brings attention to it. Maybe more people donate.
Yeah, but it brings attention to it in a negative way, you know, in my opinion. I don't know. It brings some attention to it, maybe, but doesn't it also soak up, like, resource? Look at these guys who aren't looking for the bodies of dead children right now, you know? They're just helping around the guy who's old.
I don't know. I'm not that much against it. I think you want to see, like, your leader.
Yeah, but what?
You know, fake. Show up.
I know it is.
It's a PR stunt, and everyone agrees it's a PR stunt.
People got mad at Ted Cruz for going to Cancun when there was stuff going on in Texas. I'm like, who cares? What is he going to do? What's he supposed to do?
I don't know. Like, I think, like, okay, if I was, like, let's say, make it a smaller scale, okay? If I was a coach, let's say, of a basketball team, and, like, a tornado came and like five of my basketball players' homes got destroyed.
Yeah.
Like as a leader, I would show up to the kids that I care about because their homes have been destroyed.
You would show up to actually help. You would show up so people could watch you care.
Okay, that's true. But yeah, you would show up
difference.
To help.
He's not helping.
I get that.
Yeah. He's showing up so people can take pictures of him caring about what they're going through. It's all about him.
That is true. I get that part of it. I do.
And the problem is that the real problem I have is that people eat it up, I guess. You know that they're fake. You know that he's there to take pictures. You know that he said no comment about it a few days after it happened and, you know, offered $700 per household for the people in Hawaii. But, like, he gets to absolve himself by taking a taxpayer-funded trip to divert your first responders' resources to take pictures and stuff, and now he's cool? I don't get it. I didn't get it when people were mad at Bush for not going to New Orleans with Katrina. You know, that was a really big deal back then. I'm like, they got actual problems to deal with right now.
It's almost like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
They are, but what I'm trying to figure out is why are you damned if you don't?
Mm.
You know?
I guess people see it as something that is important.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. That's a problem to me. Why is it important?
Other people see it as not important.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's I just don't get it.
I mean, you definitely made us laugh. So there's...
Well, I mean, like...
That's a positive.
That's good. Guess we can find joy in the situation.
In the death of 1,000 people by blazing flames.
What do people in the live group think? Let me see. We got false sense of comfort. Politicians are fake. Everyone knows it, but still play along. That's our insane clown world. I agree with that. My issue is, like, why do people want... What is it that we want that, like, this leader to come and walk around and take pictures to make them, to help their poll numbers, that makes us feel better? I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, I really don't.
The idea that, like, they care enough to come there?
They took time out of their busy schedule.
Yeah. But would they do it if it didn't benefit them?
Does anybody do anything that doesn't benefit them?
That's true.
I mean, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do human beings do things that don't benefit them?
It's just another...
Come on, Ayn Rand.
It's just another thing that I think is a symptom of the society's problem, of everyone accepting that they know that this is just a fake photo op to help a political leader, but then they're still all just cool with it. During an actual disaster where there's actual people that need help. At that time.
Maybe he was...
People that need help right now. There's firefighters and military members and stuff, and they're freaking shaking Joe Biden's hand.
But maybe he was actually helping look for bodies. We don't know.
Like you said, they found one. There. That must be why they're all there. They found the survivor, I guess.
That,
barely alive.
Like, I saw the cadaver dog alert on Joe Biden.
All right, there's a couple different ways I believe we can... go with this for the rest of the show. Speaking of these leaders that I just have a problem with. Now, I do want to say this is a better representation of what he said. There were some of the right-wing pundits out there, right-wing influencers, who left out the part where he said, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. And they started it where he just talked about his Corvette and his cat.
Mm.
And so that's why some of the videos are shorter than others, and some of the quotes are different. But, you know, let's just put the whole quote out there.
I like what he says here, though. Joe Biden feels the pain of Lahaina talking about his kitchen fire.
Yeah. Okay, so still not really a friendly right there.
At his lake house, by the way, mm-hmm. which is an additional house mm-hmm. to his primary house.
Coming up, we're going to talk about why Trump has such strong support in the Republican Party.
Free talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporter questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No. No question.
No question in my mind.
Trump is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of those, 10% considered it definitely true. Stocks are mostly down on Wall Street after bank shares slid today. Declines in financial stocks offset tech gains after S&P Global cut credit ratings for several U.S. banks. Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's fell sharply. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, this is some old news over the last couple days, but I wanted to talk about what this all means, and I wanted to get Charlie's thoughts on it, and the people in the live group's thoughts on it. We know that Trump has announced he's not going to be participating in the Republican primary debates.
He looks like a NASCAR driver with all of his patches.
It does have a lot of stuff on there.
47 MAGA on the collar. President Donald Trump, as if you didn't know who he was. The presidential seal, 47 on the sleeve. I'm surprised it's not Pennzoil right across the chest right there.
All right, so not participating in the primary debates. What's your initial reaction to that?
Tomorrow night?
Yes. Yes, tomorrow night, because tonight it is Tuesday night. Yeah, it's tomorrow night.
I actually find it strange because Trump is actually really good at debates, I think. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if his team or he is worried about there being too many questions about, you know, his indictments and all of that versus him being able to get out the message and how they want to actually portray that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need more time. Now, is he going to stay out of all the debates? I don't think so, because I feel like that's going to hurt him if he actually wants to win the primary again.
I don't think he has any obstacles to winning the primary right now.
You don't think?
No.
At all?
No. The polling is a joke right now. He's like 40 points ahead.
Of everyone?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's at like 60% right now. You know? It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous, and it's kind of infuriating to me, and some people are not going to agree with that who listen to us on the radio and stuff. I assume they're not going to, but yeah, he's polling at like 60%. But the truth is, like you were saying, he's worried about people would ask at a debate. here's the annoying part. He's going to portray it as, I don't need to be on the stage with those people. I'm polling at 60%. I'm not going to go, this is a waste of my time. You know, I think he's doing some kind of thing with Tucker Carlson on Twitter, X, on that website. He's going to portray it like that. The actual reality is he knows that a debate would hurt him. There's no like positive benefit to him doing a debate because it can't get much more positive for him right now unless another indictment comes down. That could be the best thing that could happen to him. You know?
Seems like the more indictments he gets, the further up he moves in the polls.
I know. That is actually what happens.
Hey, all press is good press.
I guess. And it's creating this idea for people in the Republican Party, Republicans, that they want to stick it to the man by supporting Trump through the idea is they're trying to stop Trump from running for re-election by doing all of these indictments, and they want to keep him from being the president. And so they're going to stick it to the man by supporting Trump, even people who didn't support him last time.
I saw Trump's lawyers proposed 2026 for the trial.
Yeah,
they did. And not 2024?
For one of them, you know.
Yeah.
So the idea is that they're going to stick it to them, that he's being politically persecuted. And so he's got all of these people rallying behind him right now, and they're going to show them, you know, you can't tell us not to support Donald Trump. And so they're going to support the hell out of him, and he's going to be their nominee, and then he's going to lose to whoever the Democrat is. And then we're going to have a Democrat again for another 4 years.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely, I do.
I don't know. I feel like Trump can win again with the support that he has amongst all of what's happened.
I think he has more. I think he has more support in the Republican base,
especially after the economy. What's happened with the economy?
Mm-hmm. But I think he's lost in support with independents, and I think that there'll be more people on the left that hate him. And as I've said a whole bunch of times, Joe Biden did not get 81 million votes. Trump got 81 million votes against him because that's how many people hated him.
That's what Costco just said in the live group.
So that's the thing. Are there more or less people who hate Donald Trump this time around? Because the last time we didn't have January 6th and we didn't have all the indictments, which, by the way, he did actually break some laws. Okay, allegedly he's innocent until proven guilty. The documents thing, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know. So are there more or less people that hate him now than hated him the last time? The answer is more. Doesn't matter who's running on the Democrat side.
They can put up any Kamala?
Okay. There is a possibility they could put up someone that was so unlikable that,
she's a woman.
Still be,
Because she's a woman? Yes. Is that why?
Among other reasons. Yeah. So I guess it is possible.
So you hate women. That's what you're saying.
So you're saying you hate women. Anyway.
So you're saying women shouldn't try to be president? I'm not saying that at all.
I don't know. I really think that's silly. So here is a little bit of political genius, though, from Trump, okay? Because he doesn't want to give these people any spotlights in the Wednesday night debates, which, by the way, I might watch them Wednesday night, and maybe we'll go live in the Discord and talk or something like that, because we need to cover them. He doesn't want these people to have a spotlight. So what's he going to do? On Thursday, the morning after the debates, what would you normally have?
A bunch of debate talk.
A bunch of people showing clips of the debates and the big, big fiery moments and all that. And so Trump, they are still pretty smart. Okay. Let me get to Trump turning himself in on Thursday at the Fulton County Jail. So he is, yes, intentionally, absolutely intentionally going to try to torpedo the media for the debate.
Because they'll be talking about him turning himself in versus the debates.
All about that. They'll all be showing outside the courthouse. They'll all be waiting for his cars to show up. They're doing, supposedly going to be doing a mugshot and all that this time. And so, Thursday is just going to be wall-to-wall Trump getting, arrested. He's got to pay $200,000 bond. So he's got to pay like 20 grand to,
he's got that.
He might have it. One more email and he'll have that for Thursday. And, it's pretty genius. I'm not going to lie.
How many people does it take to write an article, by the way?
That's quite a lot.
On CNN.
What do you got there? How many is that?
Zachary Cohen, Jason Morris, Caitlin Palance, Holmes LeBrand, Jeremy Herb, Devin Cole, and Kristen Holmes. Seven.
Huh.
Seven people contributing to this article that Trump plans to turn himself in Thursday in Folsom Prison.
There's an article associated with this, Charlie, right, from CNN, if you wanted to...
Former President Donald Trump plans to turn himself in and be processed, fingerprinted and everything,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take a hair sample? At the Fulton County Jail on Thursday, following his agreement earlier Monday to a $200,000 bond and other release conditions, like, hey, I'm a former president, so, like, you know. The release conditions outlined in Trump's bond order are more extensive than those laid out in the others approved earlier Monday in the case. Unlike some of his co-defendants, the former president is explicitly barred in the order from using social media to target his 18 co-defendants in the case, as well as any witnesses and the 30 unindicted co-conspirators. The defendant shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in this case, or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. That was by Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee. The above shall include, but are not limited to, post on social media or repost of posts made by other individuals on social media. So he's got to put his thumbs away.
Can't even retweet stuff. Or retruth. I like how they just said repost. That kind of covers... kind of covers everything. Mm-hmm. Sharing all
they
over
also
the place.
Said include but are not limited to, meaning mm-hmm, don't do anything. Do less.
It was kind of weird to limit someone's ability to speak about their own case on social media while they're... It's a really weird situation because you're leading up to a trial that's during a primary election. Now, I can talk about how I don't think Trump should be the nominee and I don't think he should be running for president and how they're clearly trying to screw him over as much as they possibly can. Those can both be true at the same time. You can believe both of those things. But telling him that he can't talk about certain aspects of this case on his own social media leading up to a presidential primary when you're sticking the court case in the middle of the primary, they're kind of all giving him a list of things that he can't talk about, and those things are the reason that he's so popular right now in the first place. I don't know. Kind of seems like they're trying to make it tough on him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. I do think that.
Is it normal that you can't talk about certain aspects of the case on social media?
The biggest thing here is they don't want him to target, you know, the co-defendants or co-conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder if it has to be individually, like specifically a person, or if you just say these people making stuff up, they got no idea what they're talking about.
I don't really know.
You know.
I guess we'll find out.
These people are lying about that. Is that targeting them?
Yeah. I guess we'll find out if he's going to be held in contempt of court.
All right. Let's get to something that's truly crazy. Truly crazy. Trump voters trust him more than they trust friends and family.
That doesn't seem that crazy to me, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I can see it. I can see it.
From this CBS poll... 2024 Republican nomination, who would you vote for today? The CBS poll, YouGov poll, 62% Trump, 16% DeSantis, 7% Ramaswamy.
He's that high? That's interesting.
Ramaswamy?
Yeah.
In these types of polls, he is. There are other ones that he doesn't poll quite as high on. But I think he's my favorite one right now if I had to select from a group of people that I don't really like.
Is Chris Christie running again?
Other than the fact that Larry Elder is also running right now.
Is Chris Christie running again?
Yeah, he's running. Well, you know, it's not running. But yeah. I know that we've talked about it because I've already made that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's running. He's out there talking about...
Every 4 years, this guy does a bid, huh?
Bailey said it's the only running he does.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Trump is... easily beating all of these people, and even if you combined all their percentages together and they all rallied behind DeSantis, they still wouldn't beat Trump. And so that's a thing. And when you look at this poll, among those who say honesty is very important, so all of those GOP primary voters who say honesty is very important, 61% of them pick Trump.
Dave Chappelle covered this on the Saturday Night Live monologue.
I know.
Like, this isn't a shock to me. I'm not saying it's not crazy, but it's not a shock. These people will follow this guy anywhere. He is Trump Jesus.
But
he is the shepherd fighting the wolves.
So Chappelle called him an honest liar.
Mm-hmm. He's a narcissist, dude.
I get it. Yeah, but he isn't, I guess, an honest liar, but I still think he's a dishonest liar also. I mean, I think that he tells you so many crazy things that you assume that he just tells you the truth all the time. But I bet you there's way more stuff that he's not telling people. He's just upfront about so many things that you're like, oh, okay, well, this dude would never lie.
Well, he provides shock value, too.
Yeah.
So, like, when somebody tells you a truth that's shocking, you kind of forget about other stuff, you know, because they're like, oh, if they're going to admit something shocking like that, they can't be hiding anything else. You know?
I want to listen to this real quick.
And I'm watching the news now, they're declaring the end of the Trump era. Now, okay, I can see how in New York you might believe this is the end of his era. I'm just being honest with you. I live in Ohio amongst the poor whites. A lot of you don't understand why Trump was so popular, but I get it because I hear it every day. He's very loved. And the reason he's loved is because people in Ohio have never seen somebody like him. He's what I call an honest liar. Well, I'm not joking right now. He's an honest liar. That first debate, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a white male billionaire screaming at the top of his lungs, "This whole system is rigged," he said. And across the stage was a white woman, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, sitting over there looking at him like, "No, it's not." I said, "Now, wait a minute, bro. It's what he said." And the moderator said, "Well, Mr. Trump, if in fact the system is rigged, as you suggest, what would be your evidence?" Remember what he said, bro? He said, "I know the system is rigged because I use it." I said, "God." And then he pulled out an Illuminati membership card and chopped a lot of cocaine.
So, the honest liar, that's what you think it is?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
It makes total sense. He's the one that came out and said fake news.
Yeah.
And like when people distrust the media so much, especially people on the right, there's so much distrust in the media and government, and he's coming out and telling you that they're fake news and they don't report anything that's true and they're doing all these things. Oh, of course.
Yeah, but isn't it just that he's the one who's getting out there ahead of other people and saying it, you know?
Yeah, he was the first one to do it.
And so it makes it look like he's the truth teller.
Yes.
And so he gets that. But can't people understand that that doesn't actually mean that you're the truth teller at all times? You know?
You know, I understand how people can easily fall for a narcissistic mask. You know? Yeah. I get it. I get it. You're so enamored by this thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, you feel like someone for the first time in your life, you know, it's their political soulmate.
Yeah.
You know,
it makes you feel better.
Yes.
Makes you feel safe.
And my own family said this, like the reason they like Trump is because Trump is willing to punch back. They wanted someone. People on the right have been looking for a populist type of person who was willing to stand up and say, this whole thing's rigged, the media is lying to you, there's a big swamp.
Which is why they overwhelmingly supported Ron Paul.
There's a huge swamp, and I'm the guy that's going to take care of it. And they believe him.
Yeah.
They still believe him. And the witch hunt against him, that he calls it, it just further proves the point.
It's perfect.
Yes.
It's so perfect. And the thing the thing I believe is that
he's like, look, these people don't like that I'm telling the truth, so they're trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.
Of course. People are going to dig their heels in more. This is not shocking.
Do you know what one thing I noticed last night is that I've seen a lot of people say they don't want Trump to be the president on the left. I haven't seen anyone say that they don't want Trump to be the Republican nominee. Like, they haven't said, we've got to make sure Trump is so dangerous that we have to make sure that he doesn't even get the Republican nomination. We got to make sure that it's DeSantis or it's Ramaswamy or it's whoever. We can't even give this guy a shot to get up there. And that's because I think they want him to be the nominee because they think that they can actually beat him. Yeah. They can at least get him in jail beforehand. I don't know.
And so the live group is talking about him being a Democrat.
He is.
Yeah. The dude is a liberal from New York. Always has been, always will be. He didn't govern any differently, except for, I think, cutting regulations, the tax cuts.
That used to be, I mean, look at old JFK speeches and stuff. I mean, when you say Democrat, that can mean a lot of different things. It could be like a JFK Democrat, you know?
Yeah, I'm just saying, the guy, so Trump is all about himself. Obviously, he donated to the Clintons and other people because what? Because it benefited him.
He wanted to get some favors.
It benefited him.
Of course
it benefited
it did.
Him and his real estate businesses in New York.
Check this out. Among the people who are going to be voting for Trump, Charlie, when you ask them who in their lives they feel what they're telling you is true, Donald Trump, 71% is what that says, Donald Trump. Then you got friends and family afterwards, and then you have conservative media figures, and then religious leaders.
42%.
Number four on the list.
Yeah.
Religious leaders aren't even directly behind Trump. They're down at number four.
Because Trump is Jesus.
And that is just the scariest thing to me. It really is. That one I don't understand. Why you would electively decide to select religious leaders lower than you would Trump. Like, you've got more evidence that Trump? You got more evidence in your life that the religious leaders in your life lie more often and are the worst people that you can't trust than Donald Trump. Really? It's a cult. That's what's bothering me is that it's a cult.
Of course, yeah. But he is their David fighting Goliath. You know? He's the one willing to fight off the wolves to protect the sheep. That's how they see him. It's not a shock.
Just to clarify.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, and I get that it's cult, very cult-like, but it's not a shock.
It's cult-like. It's cult.
It is cult. You're
it's
right.
Cult. It's cult. You know?
Did you do a DNA test?
It's like saying Trump is Trump-like.
Yeah.
He's Trump.
You did a DNA test and it's 100%
yes.
A cult?
The results show that you are in a cult. Just admit it. I want people to say that. I just want them to say it. You know,
yeah.
All this crap is really bothering me. What bothers me is because we lost all the principles behind the movement. Like, I listened to interviews with Vivek Ramaswamy, and he's about the most real, principled, ideological person, other than people like, say, Larry Elder, that are also running, but just aren't polling high enough for people to talk about, probably because he's black. But, you know, Vivek actually has real ideas, and while I don't agree with all of them, he's actually giving, like, inspirational speeches about the future and, like, what it means to be an American and, like, inspirational things that should get you going. And instead of people getting behind that, they care about Trump's revenge? Like, that's it? Do you think...
Man, but do you know, okay...
If you actually care, Charlie, Vivek said he's going to lay off, like, tens of thousands of...
75%.
Trump was president for 4 years already. Did those agencies get smaller and have less power than they did after he got out?
No.
Vivek is actually talking about deleting 75% of them. And so if it's really about government overreach, if it's really about weaponization of government... Then why are you going with Trump?
People, so this is where we start to get into psychology, you know, when Jung talked about the shadow. People have this this dark need for vengeance, for revenge. And they want to see it happen.
Yeah.
They want to feel like things are getting even. You know, they want to feel like, okay, the Oliver Anthony song.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about, you know, men being 6 feet on the ground because all this country does
put them down. Mm-hmm.
Right? So the people on the right feel put down and put down and put down. And I don't blame them. I mean, we read the news every day. It's DeLulu land. Right? That's the new thing, by the way. I saw it on Instagram the other day. DeLulu.
What?
It's delusional. Slang for delusional. But people, they're with COVID and all the other stuff that's happening, Bidenomics and inflation is transitory and then it wasn't real and now it's corporate greed and all of this stuff that's happening. We read gaslighting every single day coming out of MSNBC and the left and all this stuff. I get that conservatives feel like they're being put down all the time. And rather than actual ideas that would help get us back to a place that would be more beneficial, legitimately, they want to see someone fight back.
Hmm.
They have a knack for spiteful revenge. I get it.
Well, I get that part, but it's not even spiteful revenge. It's like they care about Trump's revenge, like his personally. That's what this election is about. It's not even about fixing the problems in America.
Well, what happened when the hijackers took down the towers on September 11th?
The towers, people died.
But what happened? What was the response?
Oh, yeah, we wanted to go get them.
Like 200 million Americans wanted to turn the sand to glass.
Yeah.
They all got,
I hit the button myself and not felt bad about it.
Everybody got behind just going after people who attacked us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar thing. It's a very similar thing.
Yeah. As long as you're in a cult.
I'm not saying it's right.
All right.
I'm just saying it's understandable. I get it. But people, you got to be able to process those emotions and then think logically, okay, is this really the right direction to go? Like, is Trump someone we should actually get behind? Well, the answer to that is clearly no.
Send us an email to nate@goodmorningliberty.us and let us know if you agree or disagree with what we just said.
Hey, you are going to...
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.